Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, Lisa. It's Bill.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for calling back. Did you get my email?
No, I didn't get your email. I was out doing some stuff.
Okay, that's all right. You can check it after we finish our conversation. Okay, so first of all, I checked for the imprint, whether it's valid or not. We put it on the publication publishing platform, actually. And I've sent you a screenshot attached. The ISBN and the imprint, it's not going together. In fact, it is showing an error, and they're saying, please check your entries and try again. So from what I understand, usually this error occurs when the ISBN is not registered properly or is not a legit one. You can look into that. And secondly, the information that we have on BookWire in regards to the ISBN, it has a completely different book cover updated there.
Well, I didn't give them a book cover. They just made that up to put on it as far as the book cover. That's not the book cover, of course. And there's a problem. I left the word the out with Lost Synagogues, colon, then it's be the Wooden Synagogues of Eastern Europe.
Exactly.
And either I can drop the off the book, or they can change it. There's a way that they can change it.
Okay,
that goes.
Yeah, number one, the exact book cover has to be registered with the ISBN. Otherwise, if we even if we get all the information right in terms of the imprint associated with the ISBN, if the information is not matching the original platform where you got the book cover from, the ISBN from, for example, on BookWire, the book cover is completely different. You'll have to provide them with the original book cover and have that updated. And secondly, you need to get back to me on the imprint and the ISBN because the platform doesn't seem to be accepting that at all.
So I have to get them the original book cover,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think I can do anything else today because they're closed already as far as calling them.
Okay.
So that will be my fun day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The copyright I'm still working on, but I can send them the entire thing to be copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can do tomorrow or the next day, whatever.
Sounds good.
Money out of days I'm getting operated on next Monday.
So, I wish you all the luck for that. I hope it goes well.
Yeah, I have a knee replacement.
Okay.
So it's my second knee replacement, so it's going to be a problem. It's hard. It's a very hard recovery.
I understand.
But, yeah, well, unless you had one, you don't really understand. Anyway, so you're saying they need they need the book cover.
Mm-hmm. And they need to provide you the exact information in regards to the imprint because that doesn't seem to be working on Amazon.
Well, the exact imprint, I guess, was I put myself down as a self-publisher because I didn't know whether I was able to put down Amazon. That didn't make sense that I can do that.
No, I don't think that self-publisher is going to be your imprint. As I said, it has to be something significant, and it's the key to your ISBN, so you have to get that right. We cannot work on trial and error. Understand that, because Amazon has their own criteria, too. If we keep trying incorrect imprints, they might as well, you know, blacklist the ISBN, thinking that maybe we are trying to do some fraudulent activity, you know, to guess the imprint, so that can be a problem too. You don't need to get this done today. Take your time till tomorrow and sort this out. By the way, why did you, it's just a personal question, I hope you don't mind me asking, why did you deal with individual people in regards to the ISBN and the copyrights and everything? I mean, looking at the hassle that you're going through, you might as well should have gone ahead and paid us one time and took all the services from our end. That way you won't have to face the hassle.
Did you ever buy a car?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever buy an automobile, a car, or lease a car?
Yes.
Who's the last guy you always speak to? The guy from the finance office. And he gives you a routine and a deal, and you don't know what's coming and going, and they're just trying to get more money out of you, and this is what it was like.
Okay.
They spoke so fast, I told them to slow down. They just, okay, and they went on. And they were trying to sell me a $2,000 package.
Gotcha.
That's what they were doing. And
I can upsell to you. You couldn't see past the value, the dollar amount. I mean, you couldn't see the value of it.
I went on to this publishing deal. I mean, I spent, I think, almost $900 or more than $900 for this. All I needed you to do was to get everything, you know, formatted correctly. That's all I did. I didn't ask anybody to change a word. You know, I didn't ask anybody to read it.
Mm-hmm.
We did that all on our own. I had it all set, and we did it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to do, then you sent it to the team, and we had to do it together another time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to another, and, you know, it's like nobody looked at the work.
Mm-hmm.
One thing David sent me, he had two pages. Everything was there except the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
On two pages, didn't anybody look at the file?
Okay.
And then he said, I got it back with the pictures, and then there were more mistakes.
Yes. Let me clarify the situation to you. You remember the second time we had a Zoom session, we fixed everything, and I sent you the file as well. You told me it's all good to go. I converted the same file into a PDF, and somehow those images disappeared. So no one touched your last manuscript. I assure you that. I give you my word. It was sitting in my system. I just did one mere thing. I changed the file setting to from a Word doc to a PDF, because that's how we originally convert files. And I did that. The images automatically disappeared from there. And that is my mistake.
You know, I also, by the way, I made a PDF of every single page of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said to you, want me to send, not to you, but to somebody else, do you want me to send you the PDFs? The answer was no. The team will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I did all this work.
But we already went past that, didn't we? Is the manuscript not finalized yet?
Now it's finalized, but I'm saying when I could have offered a PDF of every single page that I made.
Right.
And I said to whoever I was talking to, I said,
mm-hmm.
I have PDFs of everything. Do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, the team will take care of it. And then the team sent me back something that must have had about 10 errors on it. And that's after we worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a picture that was leaning, like it was, it had to be straightened out. It was leaning on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, did anybody look at this before they sent it to me and catch that? But they did. So it was just a lot of waste of time and a lot of frustration, and it's time.
I understand, Bill, and I apologize for that. See, a lot of things go down. Just give me a quick moment. Sorry about that. So, yeah, as I was saying, Bill, it was a frustrating experience. I remember that. And that's the reason why I personally started to work on the file with you. And we resolved that and moved past that. Finally, you have the final copy. This is the last step, okay? Don't get demotivated. Don't get disheartened. We are so close to publishing your book, okay? Just get this sorted out, and then we can move past this, all right?
Well, I hope so. But you were able to get the ISB, the ISBN from BookWire. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I didn't get what you were saying.
You were able to bring up the ISB number from, the ISBN number from BookWire. Is that correct?
Yes, I have the screenshot. I send that to you, but you have to have that the correct book cover uploaded there. And again, I don't know if they are legit or not, or what's going on with them. Get the imprints from them. Only then.
Okay, I will try. I thought the imprint they sent to me was just the name of the self-publisher.
And that is.
That was the imprint.
That
is that
you,
correct?
Bill Farren. Did they say that
yes.
Bill Farren is the imprint?
Yes.
And we've entered that. I've shared the screenshot with you. You can share this with
yeah.
them and ask them what's going on.
Okay, I have to
okay.
do that tomorrow. And I got other things I got to do tomorrow, too. So it will get done.
Okay.
All right.
Then.
So
just
so I need
to
now
me.
The cover, the title. It might be easy as this for you guys to drop the. Make it Lost Treasures, semicolon, Wooden Synagogues of Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And that just might make it easier.
Yeah, first of all, you need to send them the book cover and inquire about the imprints. Once you get that done, once you get that sorted, whatever they say, send me an email and I will call you back tomorrow in order to work on that, okay?
Okay, I have, I will be on it tomorrow, but I got some things to do tomorrow. I did not carve a yod. A yod is a pointer. You don't touch the Torah with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You do it with a pointer.
Mm-hmm.
And I carved a pointer for my two grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got a third one who's getting bar mitzvah, and I didn't make a yod for him. So I got to go to somebody who's getting me started on that tomorrow. So I will try to get all this sorted out tomorrow. All right, but they, like you said, they just need the exact book cover.
Yeah, the exact book cover.
And I'm going to drop. And if I drop the, then you can change that easier than for me to go around and have them put the in.
Okay.
Okay. And I can do that on my end. I can actually get the out of it, and have them upload that, and then. Once that's done, then what do they have to do with the imprint exactly?
They have to provide you the correct imprint, because what they're providing you now, Bill Farren, it's not going with the ISBN.
It's not going with it. I thought that was embedded inside of it.
No. As I said, it's the key. It's the passcode, you can say. It's like a passcode. So, for example, if I give you an ISBN, you're going to ask me, okay, what's the passcode, Lisa? I will be like, okay, the passcode is Lisa Taylor. Once I put Lisa Taylor, the publishing platform will accept the ISBN. As I said, think of it as a key. If it's incorrect, the ISBN cannot be configured without the correct imprint.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to leave you to that, and let's talk tomorrow about it.
Okay, thank you for getting back to me. It's,
no
it's very, you can tell I'm frustrated at this time with the whole thing.
I know.
It's
as
been
I
too
said,
long. And
mm-hmm.
like I said, he came on like a car salesman, and that
mm-hmm.
you have no idea how that turns me off.
I understand.
Personally, I don't like high pressure. I don't like someone talking to me a mile a minute.
Effort.
And he never. And when I started this,
mm-hmm.
I know it said ESP number on the thing, but nobody ever told me that I had to get an ESP number. No one ever told me about the barcode, which I now have a barcode. I can send you that barcode now.
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to figure out the imprint and the book cover, and then we'll move on to the barcode. See, because there's no point of me getting the barcodes from you if the ISBN and the imprint associated with it is not working. So that's what I'm focusing on first. Once we get this right, then, of course, the barcode is the easy part. Then you can send me the barcode. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then.
So I'll do that tomorrow, and I think I'll take the word the out of the off the book.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. You
and that
go
will,
ahead and
that
do
will,
that.
That will make it easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and do that, and then we can move forward.
And do I need the semicolon? She said so that semicolon might be a problem. So I can probably, you know, if I, would it make sense to say the Lost Treasures, the Lost Treasures, Wooden Synagogues of Eastern Europe, but after semicolon.
Are you going to have this orange book cover uploaded on Amazon as well?
No, I want the one that we worked on. I don't want
this.
That's
the answer. Then it doesn't matter whether you get the correction done on this or not, because we are disregarding it completely, entirely. So you have to provide them with the book cover that we are using so they can replace it with the cover, the dummy version of the cover that they put up. Okay? That
okay.
way you will be on the same page. Just provide them the file and tell them to replace it with the existing one.
Okay.
All right, then I'm going to
okay.
let you go now. Bill, I have another call coming in. I will get back to you tomorrow. Just drop me an email in regards to whatever you find out, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.